Today's shir is Masechta Saita Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes what we learned in the Mishnah, that Krishma is said b'choloshin, is said in every language. So ask the Gemara Nolam, how do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says Shema Yisrael, and the Gemara learns Shema Yisrael comes to teach us b'choloshin shata shemeya. In any language that you can understand, you yoytza the mitzvah. So the Sfas Emes asks, why are we saying that Shema Yisrael comes to teach us that we could say Shema in any language that I understand? Why don't we just say that it's coming to teach us the basic halacha that Shema has to be recited? So he answers, if that's what the Torah meant to teach us, the Torah should have actually said Shimu Yisrael. And the Torah is telling us, all members of Klal Yisrael, to be careful to say Krishma. The fact that the Torah says Shema in a Lashon Yochid, the Torah is teaching us that each one of us has to say Shema in a language that we understand. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Krishma Kiksava, that it has to be said only in Lashon Kodesh, Divrei Rebbe. That is the opinion of Rebbe. The Chamim disagree, and they say B'chol Lashon Krishma could be recited in any language. So ask the Gemara, my Tama, the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say that Krishma must be said in Lashon? Why does Rebbe say that you can't say Krishma only in Lashon Kodesh? Answers the Gemara, Amakra. V'hayu ha'dvar me'elu, says the Ha'ela, says the Gemara, we learn from that pasuk, v'aviyosin yehei, you should recite the Krishma as it is recited, as it's said in the Torah. V'rabbanan, and Rabbanan say, as we just said a moment ago, that we learn from the word Shema to teach us v'chol lashon shemeya, any language they understand. Ask the Gemara, v'rabbanan namihal k'siva hayu, what is the going to learn from the word v'hayu? Answers the Gemara. He learns from the word v'hayu shlo yekrenel mafreya. The Torah is teaching us that you're not allowed to recite the Krishma backwards. And backwards means whether it means to say the psukim in a reverse order, or of course to say the words of Krishma in a pasuk in a reverse order. The Rebbe, so ask the Gemara, now according to Rebbe, where will he learn? Where will he learn this halacha from? Answers the Gemara, Nafgle midvarim hadvarim. He learns it from the extra hay. It says, V'hayu hadvarim ho'ela. And the Rabbanan, what did they learn from the hadvarim? Says the Gemara, Dvarim hadvarim le'mashmalei. They don't feel that that's really extra, that that's there for us to ask to learn something from. Rebbe Nami, but ask the Gemara, we began the shir by saying that the Torah says the word Shema, and we learned that that comes to teach us the Chol Lashon Shata Shemeya, that you could say Shema in any language that you understand. Answers the Gemara, Rebbe needs that pasuk for a different purpose. Umi Boile, he needs that pasuk to teach us la'shmiel oznecha masha tamaitzi v'picha, that you have to be able to hear what you said. Rabbanan, how will the Rabbanan ask the Gemara know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan actually hold savala command amar hakarish rav la'shmiel oznei. If somebody says a shema and not that, without hearing what he actually articulated, his yotza. So Tosfos asks, maybe that the Chachamim actually agree that you do have to hear, and you can learn both halachas from the word Shema, and even though, of course, what Tosfos is sort of means to say is that typically we can't learn two halachas from one pasuk. What Tosfos means to ask is when the word that is stated clearly implies both halachas, then you can learn two halachas from the simple definition of the word. So the word Shema could teach us both that you should be able to Shema, that you should hear what you say, and you could say it in any language. So the Pnei Yeshua says that indeed the Gemara could have given that teretz, but the Gemara didn't give that teretz, says the Pnei Yeshua, because actually the Gemara knows that the halacha is that if you said Shema and you don't, then you didn't hear what you said, you are Yoytze the Mitzvah. So although the Gemara technically could have offered this teretz, the Gemara did not want to give a teretz, which is actually incorrect. And that's why the Gemara said the teretz that the Rabbanan don't hold that way. Says the Gemara, what is the underlying principle, suggests the Gemara, between the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanan? Lema, let's suggest the Rebbe's opinion is Kesava Rebbe, the Ka Torah B'Kol Lashon Nemra. The entire Torah could be said in any language. These Agadata B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra, if we're going to say that the halacha is that everything can only be recited in Lashon Kodesh, so then we'll have a question, V'hayu the Kos Rachman Alamali. Why do we have to have a special pasuk of V'hayu to teach us that Shema should be said in Lashon Kodesh? If it always is the halacha that it has to be said in Lashon Kodesh, so why do I need a special pasuk to teach us that that is the halacha b'shema? Answers the Gemara, it's not a compelling proof. Because Itzrich, because the pasuk says Shema, and as we just finished saying, the word Shema implies in any language, so to avoid making that mistake, that's why the Torah said, V'hayu, that it has to be strictly Lashon Kodesh. And then suggests the Gemara, perhaps it is the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Ka Torah Kula, B'Lashon Kodesh Nemar, then normally everything must be said B'Lashon Kodesh. For says the Gemara, if you're going to say B'Cholashon, that the Torah should be said strictly, it could be always said in every language, so then the question is, Shema, the Kos Rachman Olamali, why would I need the word Shema? It's obvious that I could say it in any language. Everything could be said in any language. So answers the Gemara, Itzra, Meshum Deksiv V'Hayu, because the Torah says V'Hayu, so I would perhaps think that V'Hayu comes to teach us that it has to be strictly Lashon Kodesh. That's why we have Shema to teach us it need not be Lashon Kodesh. So of course the Ritva asks, but we already said according to Rabbanan that V'Hayu is needed to teach us that we're not allowed to say it backwards. So how can we say that V'Hayu means to teach us that it should be B'Lashon Kodesh? So the Ritva answers, very similar to what we said for the Pnei Yeshua actually, that since the word V'Hayu means both, the word V'Hayu means both that you should say it B'Lashon Kodesh and that you should say it in the proper order, when the word itself teaches us both halachas, it's not a problem to say that you can learn two halachas from the same pasuk. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, the Rabbanan is saying, that we would think that we could learn from the word V'Hayu, both that it has to be said in Lashon Kodesh, and also it may not be said backwards. So therefore, the Gemara teaches us, that's why the Rabbanan said the Torah had to say Shema, that it has to be said, it could be said in any language. This question of the Gemara wanted to say, which the Gemara did not keep to, that the machloikus of Rebbe and the Rabbanon is the Torah B'Chol Lashon or B'Lashon Kodesh. So says Rav Haigoin that there's no question that the Torah was written in Lashon Kodesh. The question is, even though the Torah was written in Lashon Kodesh, says the Rav Haigoin, does that mean that we have to learn it? Do we have to do everything in Lashon Kodesh? Tosfos, however, says just the opposite. Tosfos says that everybody agrees that the Torah was written b'shivim lashon, that the Torah was written in 70 languages. The question here is that just because the Torah was written in 70 languages doesn't mean that that the mitzvah could be done in any language. Tefillah, we said that tefillah could be said in any language. Says the Gemara, why? Because Rachmihi, what happens when somebody's davening? He's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever he needs. And therefore, says the Gemara, V'kol hecha d'boi matzli, anybody could daven in any way that he expresses his needs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The tefillah b'chol lashon? Is the halacha that tefillah can be said in any language? B'am Rabbi Yehuda, lo'el amal yishav anu tzrochim b'lashon aramis, a person should not daven in lashon aramis. Why? Because Omer Rabbi Yochanan calls Shaul Tzroch B'Lashon Arami. Whoever davens in Lashon Arami ain't Melach Esharis Neskakon Loi. The Melachim don't help that tefillah reached Shemayim. The fi she'ain Melach Esharis Makirin B'Lashon Arami. The Melach Esharis don't know that language. And as I saw many Rishonim explain, it's not that they don't know the language. They don't like the language, and therefore somebody who speaks B'Lashon Aramis, the Melachim don't help that tefillah get answered. And others I saw say that they look at Lashon Aramis as a not dignified language. And since they don't look at it as a different, as a dignified language, they don't want to help. Because as Tosis points out, it's difficult to say that the Malachim don't know Lashon Aramis. The Malachim know what we think. So if the Malachim know what we think, they certainly know Lashon Aramis. What the Gemara means to say is that they don't like Lashon Aramis, and that's why they don't help somebody who damns in that Lashon. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach. He says that since the Malachim are aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and gave the Torah and Lashon Kodesh, they don't appreciate when somebody davens in a language that is the davens in a language that isn't Lashon Kodesh. So according to that pshat, if it's somebody who doesn't know another language, it could be that the Malachim would accept that tefillah. The issue here is that this person apparently is a person who knows other languages, and the Malachim is saying, if you know other languages, why don't you speak that language? And he goes on to explain. The Malachim act as the intermediaries of bringing out tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the Malachim act as our intermediaries bringing the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. And they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Lashon Kodesh, and therefore they're upset when somebody uses Lashon Aramis. So how do we say Kedavin? How do we say that you can daven in all languages? He was saying clearly you shouldn't daven in Lashon Aramis. Answers the Gemara Loi Kasha. Ha b'yachid, ha b'tzibur. When somebody davens b'yachid, he needs more help. That tefillah needs more help. And therefore, it's inappropriate that tefillah that needs help should be said in Lashon Aramis. But somebody who davens b'tzibur, so the tefillah b'tzibur is always more powerful. And since the tefillah b'tzibur is much more powerful, even if it's in Lashon Aramis, then it's accepted. I saw a different pshat in this Gemara. It depends what you are davening for. If somebody is davening the regular nusach at tefillah, so there you could say it in Lashon Aramis. But when somebody is davening in his tefillah asking for something, for a specific need, that tefillah needs greater help. And since it needs greater help, that tefillah should be said in Lashon Kodesh, which the Malachim will help. Another pshat that I saw, and I mentioned this earlier, the Be'er Sheva says this, and that is that the Malachim are only upset when somebody davens b'Lashon Aramis, where he is an individual that could have davened in Lashon Kodesh. So if he's an individual that could have davened in Lashon Kodesh, the Malachim are upset, why are you davening b'Lashon Aramis? But if he's an individual that could not have davened b'Lashon HaKodesh, individuals who don't know Lashon Kodesh, there the Malachim are not upset if such a person will daven Lashon Aramis. They understand that this person can't do better. That's something that the Rabbeinu Yoina talks about. The Rosh furthermore says that the Malachim have a particular aversion to Ramesh, because, as I said earlier, they considered it something, they considered an undignified language. Our Gemara differentiated between a Yochid and a Tzibur, and that a Tzibur can't say B'loshon Ramis. That's why, says the Chasam Sofer, the minig is that in many shuls, we say on Shabbos, Yukim Perkin, and Yukim Perkin is B'loshon Ramis. So we see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that because it's said B'tzibur, that's why we could say it in Lashon Aramis. The other question that needs to be discussed is, besides Lashon Aramis, we know the Shas Tshuvas Tor Lishma says that part of the tefillas that we say by Slichas, we say Yukim Perkin, as I just said, and by Slichas, towards the end of the Slichas, we say Machay Umasei Maron de B'shmayim. And again, he says that since that's said by the Tzibur, it's part of the Nusach of the Tzibur, that's why it's permissible. Moreover, he says that since it's part of the Slichas, and the rest of the Slichas is said at B'loshon HaKadosh, that's why it's not such a big problem when this is not said B'loshon HaKadosh. But it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah says that any tefillah that is stated in Lashon Aramis, if somebody is davening b'yichidus, says the Mishnah Berurah, they shouldn't say that tefillah that's in Lashon Aramis. Ask the Gemara, v'ei malach ha'shars makirim b'Lashon Arami, is that true that malachim don't know Lashon Arami? V'tanya, yorchen kain godl shama bas koil b'beis kotcha kotchim. Yorchen kain godl heard a bas koil coming out from the kotcha kotchim, shu'oimer, and was saying, Nitzcho Talya da Azla Nacha Krovel Antochya. The Kohanim that went to battle with the Greeks in the city of Antochya had prevailed. And then says the Gemara, Vishumai said there was another episode, Vishimanat Sadik, Shishama Baskum Beis Kotcha Kotchim, that he heard a Baskum from the Kotcha Kotchim, Shoimer, Betelus Averita da Omer Siol Asaya Chola. The people of the enemy wanted to come to Yerushalayim and attack Yerushalayim, the base of Migdash, and that plan was thwarted. The king of Greece was killed, and therefore all of his three decrees became nullified. And they wrote down when exactly was that happened. The Kivnu, and they wrote down the moment they heard the Basco, which was a Matzah Yom Kippur. And they indeed ultimately found out that the king was killed on Yom Kippur. But here we see all of these announcements that were made in Greek. Well, maybe Lashon Arami Hayoimer. Answers the Gemara, Ibais Eimer Baskol Shani. A Baskol, the way Rashi explains, the entire point of the Baskol is to inform us, to notify us of something. And there, since that's its entire purpose, it can be said the Lashon Arami. The Sefer Eitz Yosef says that the Baskol are controlled by a certain malach. And that malach is a malach that doesn't have a problem with Lashon Aramis. Baskol Shani del Shmu Avida, its entire purpose is to announce and declare things, and it should be said in a language that can be understood. Vibay Seima, Gavriel Hava. It was Gavriel who made that announcement. And Damamara, we're going to learn the Gemara Melav Mevav Amabeis. Bar Gavriel, Gavriel was the Malach that taught Yosef the Shivim Lashon. So the Yin Yaakov asks, this Baskol came out of the Kotche Kotchim. And the Halacha is, asked the Yin Yaakov, that no one is allowed to enter the Kotche Kotchim. So how could have Gavriel entered the Kotche Kotchim? So the Yin Yaakov explains that nobody's allowed to go into the Kotche Kotchim when he looks like a human being. But when he goes in as a malach and looks like a malach, he could go into Kotche Kotchim. Dein Shmuel says that he didn't actually go in to Kotche Kotchim. He stood at the outside of the base of Mikdash and made this announcement. And the Maharsha explains, why is Megavriel able to accept the Tefillin Aramis? If we're learning now in the Gemara that we don't. So says the Maharsha, there are Malachim that are appointed to be those that bring the Tefillin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we said earlier, Malachim don't like Aramis. Gavriel, that's not his job. Gavriel's job is not to accept Tefillin. This time, Gavriel was the Malach that was sending a message to Klal Yisrael. In that capacity, since that's not his job, Aramis is not something which bothers Gavriel. And since Aramis is not something that bothers Gavriel, he could set it in Aramis. Birchas Hamazon, we learned in the Mishnah, can be said in any language. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'chaltav savatav rachtas Hashem alakecha. After we eat, we should thank Hashem. B'chol loshen. Shatam Avarach, any language that you understand is acceptable. Any language that you understand is acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara here said that we know that Shivan Lashon, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that the Mitzrayim did not know Lashon HaKadosh. So if that's the case, that Yosef, as we're going to learn, was taught two languages before the Malach taught it to him. He knew Aramis, and he knew Lashon Kodesh. So why does it say that he was taught 70 languages? He should have said that he was only taught 68 languages. So Ben Yoyada explains that indeed he was only taught 68 languages. But Yosef was in Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, there were many dialects of different languages. What Gavriel taught him were the different dialects of Mitzri. We learned in the Mishnah, Shavuos Kodin, could be Shavuos Ha'edis, could be said in any language. The Ksiv, V'nefesh Kisecht V'Shama Kol Olam, as we said, that if somebody swears falsely that he knew testimony when he really didn't know testimony. The halacha is that when he is caught lying, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yared. And the pasuk that introduces that pasha says, "V'nefesh kisecht v'shama kol olah." From here, we learn b'chol lashon shishmas, any language is shvus aedus. So too, we learned was the halacha b'shvus b'kadim, but somebody falsely swears that he doesn't know that he wasn't holding something of someone else. And then when he admits or when he's caught that he's lying, he has to bring a shvus b'kadim carbon oil. We learned in the Mishnah can be said in any language. How do we know that? Asya tachta tachta. We learn gzeres shava tachta tachta from shvus aedus. Continues the Mishnah. Veil in the marim b'lashon kodesh. These, however, halachas have to be done in lashon kodesh. Mikra b'kulim v'chalitza. Says the Gemara. Mikra b'kurim ketzad. What does that mean? The pasuk says, how do we know that? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, v'nisva mat lefnei Hashem l'kechop, l'halon o'imur, and it says regarding the procedure on how grizim and how evil, v'ana levim v'omru al kol ish Yisrael, ma ani amur l'halon b'loshon kodesh, just like that procedure had to be b'loshon kodesh, so too does mikra b'kurim have to be b'loshon kodesh. So ask the Gemara, the Levim Gufayim and Nolan, how do we know that that parasha of the Levim must be in Lashon Kodesh? Answers, the Gemara, ask your call, call me Moshe. We learn the following Gzeirah Shava. Ksiv Hocho, V'ano HaLevim, V'omro Kolish Yisrael, Kol Rom. The Ksiv Hosom, by the Saras Adibris, Moshe Yedabiv Elakim Yanen Elakol. Ma Lahalan, just like over there, it was B'Lashon HaKodesh. Akash Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, gave the Torah b'loshon hakodesh. As we said earlier, the opinion of most Rishonim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah b'loshon hakodesh. So here too, afkam b'loshon hakodesh. We learn chalitza has to be b'loshon hakodesh, and the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. How we know Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanon, we learn it from Gzeirah Shava. From the Leviim, Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said, because it says in the Parashat Chalitza, "Ansova Amra Kocha." Kocha means exactly the way it's stated. Rabbanon, why do they have to learn with Gzeir Shava? Why don't they learn the word Kocha? Asking my Rabbanon, "Hi Kocha, my Avdalei." To teach us that anything that involves an act during the act of the chalitza, the spitting, the removal of the shoe, has to be done, and if not, it is not acceptable. The chalitza is not an acceptable chalitza. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, who used the word kocha to teach us that chalitza must be done in Lashon Kodesh. How will he know this halacha, that all the various activities of the chalitza must be done? He learns ka, kocha. The Torah could have said the word ka, and then said the Torah says kocha. It's available to teach us two halachas. And says the Gemara, Rabbanan ka, kocha le mashmali, they don't feel that's an acceptable way of learning. Rabbi Yehuda asked the Gemara, haiva ansuva avra my amadle. What does he do with the ansuva amra that the Rabbanan learned from the Leviim, that chalitz must be in Lashon Kodesh? Answers the Gemara, Meboilei Lemuri Leviim de Lashon Kodesh. That's needed, according to him, to teach us the halacha, that the Leviim, the procedure with the Leviim, with the brachas, all had to be done, all had to be said with Lashon Kodesh. But ask the Gemara, why do we have to learn it that way? V'leilav kol m'moshe. As the Gemara said earlier, we can learn it from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said Torah b'lashon hakodesh. Answers the Gemara, ania gomer. A gzeirah shava is only something that you have a kabbalah for. So he had a kabbalah that a gzeirah shava of ania is a gzeirah shava to be expounded. Kol he did not have a kabbalah is a gzeirah shava is a gzeirah shava that we have a mesira on, a kabbalah on, and therefore he can't learn it. Tanya mihachi. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kamak of shnei makar kocha, ania vania, vamira, wherever the Torah uses any of those words, and ela b'lashon kodesh. It always means that it has to be lashon kodesh. Where do we find this? Kai is the word that's said by Birchus Kohanim. The Torah says kai savarchu, means that it has to be strictly b'lashon kodesh. Kocha, what we just learned, is the word that is used by chalitza. From here, Rabbi Yehuda learns that the chalitza must be b'lashon kodesh. Ania v'amira is what we learned by the Leviim. That's how we have gzeirah shava, that the Leviim had their whole thing, had the whole procedure had to be done on lashon kodesh. Our Mishnah discussed the whole procedure of har grizim and har evil, and the pasuk, when it describes this procedure, says v'hayi kviyach Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu gives us markers to know where these mountains are. The pasuk continues to say, "Haloi hema beva yarden achrei derech mevoy hashemesh beretz haknani ayoshe barova mul hal gilgal eitz aloyim mayre." So the Gemara begins. Brachos kolos ketzet kimish avi yisrael as a yarden tana rabbanon. The Torah speaks about the Har Gerizim and Har Evil, saying Haloi Hema Beeva Yarden. We learn from here that Me'evil Yarden Ve'elach. They're on the west side of the Yarden, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk says Achrei Derech Mevoy Hashemesh. From here, Mokum Shacham Zarachas. The place where there are mountains on the west side, that far away from the east side, where the sun comes up. Beretz HaKnani HaYoshe Barava, Elu HaGrizim HaEvil. We're referring here to HaGrizim and HaEvil. Shiyosh Mem Kutim. That's where the Kehutim inhabit. When the Sancheriv came and he turned over the world, that's where they are. Mul HaGilgal, Samach LaGilgal. It's next to the city of Gilgal. And Eitz Aloin Emira, next to the city of Emira, which is Shechem. How do we know that El Meira is Shechem? Says the Gemara, Lahalun hu Oima, V'yava Avram be'eretz and Mekoyim Shechem at Elohim Meira. Says the Gemara, Ma Elohim Meira ha'oma Lahalun. Just like the Elohim Meira, which was referred to there, is Shechem, Afkan, the Elohim Meira is Shechem. Says the Gemara, now that we've learned that Elohim Meira is Shechem, the Gemara, and we learned that that's where the kutum were. So the Gemara speaks about that a little. Tanya, Amar Blaza B'Reb Yosi, but Davazeh, this description of Eloi Myra, say after Sifrei Kutim, I was able to show that what the Kutim say is wrong. Amatilhem, I told the Kutim, Zaftem Taraschem, you falsified the Torah, adding words, V'loi Yalisim B'yetcha Klum, and you really didn't accomplish anything. Shatem Oimrim Eloi Nimayrishchem, you say that Eloi Nimayrish, which is spoken about with these brachos of Klolos, Ashchem. And that's why you wrote in your version of the Torah the words Eloi Meira Shchem. But said the Rabbanan, said Rabbi Elazar to the Chutim, Af Atam Maidim, Af Anam Maidim, we also agree Eloi Meira Shchem, that Eloi Meira Shchem. And Anu Lamdanim Gzer Shava, we know that through Gzer Shava, and Atem, you who just went and falsified the Torah, Bema Lamaratem. So I saw that Rav Zalman Sirotzkin on set a hesped on the Brisker Rav. And he says that when we think about the greatness of the Brisker Rav, this Gemara is the Gemara that teaches us how to look at somebody like the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav's entire life was to understand what it says in the Torah, what it says in the Mishnah, what it says in the Gemara. And what he was most concerned about was that every word should be accounted for and every word should be true. Somebody who has a proper respect to the Torah, that is his attitude towards the Torah. But you, he says, the Kutim were just the opposite. Ze'aftem es ha-Torah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the Pasuk says regarding Ha'agrizu v'al Evo, Haloi heima ba'eva yadin, samach liyadin, it's near yadin. Dim eva yadin v'eloch, that if you're going to say that it was further away, says the Gemara, Haloi k'sivai ba'avrachem asa yadin, that this should be done right after you pass the yadin. So it must be close to the yadin. Achrei derech mavoy ha-shemes, says the Gemara, Mokoyim, these mountains were far away from the west side, Makom Shecham Shekas. The mountains are not where the sun goes down. Eretz Kanani, ask the Gemara, it's not Eretz Kanani, Eretz Chivihi, says the Gemara, Yoshe Barova, how could you say it's in the valley? V'aloi Ben Harim G'vayis in Yoshvim. Mula Golgol, says the Gemara, but they wasn't near Gilgal, V'aloi Ro'atz Gilgal. So obviously your interpretation is wrong. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, that the Ha'agrizim and Har Evel were near the Yarden, like Rabbi Elazar taught us. V'leibah Kosef, Elos Laharston, what the Torah is trying to teach us, the Derech Shnia, that after they passed the Yarden, K'derech Sheher Lehen B'Rishayna, when Klai Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him exact directions, and what now, when they're going to go into Yisrael, when they won't have Moshe Rabbeinu with them. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give them instructions where to go, what to know. Derech lechu, to go on a path that's already a prepared path. V'loi besodas v'kramim, don't walk through fields. Hayoshev beyishev lechu, go to places where their people inhabited. V'loi medbaros, don't go through the desert. Barava, barava lechu, go on flat land. V'loi bahar megvoy. So the pasuk is not really coming to tell us where something was. The pasuk is coming to teach us how to travel. Says the Maratana Bon Ketzer over Yisrael Sayardain. How did Klai Yisrael pass the Yardain? B'chol yoim Oren noisa achashnei de golem. Every day the Oren would only begin to move after Shevet Reuven and Shevet Yehuda began. V'hayoim, the day that Klai Yisrael passed through the Yardain, Nosatril, the Aron went first. Shnemar, Hina Aron Bris, Odin Kol Aretz Oivel Efnechem. B'chol Yoyim, Levim Nosmas Aron. Usually it was the Levim who carried the Aron. Hayoyim Nosu Kahanim. On that day, the Kahanim carried it. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hoyu K'noyach Kapos Ragli Kahanim. When the feet of the Kahanim came to rest, who were the Kahanim? Noisei Aroyin Hashem.